Okay. So.
We're going.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow, a bunch of stuff is an illegal memory reference now.
Yeah, we have to explicitly check for null when you compute the address of a struct and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. That's also, easy, okay, he thought about that case that I was saying, the array.
Right.
Where if you allocate, like, an array of arrays,
okay,
and you get a bunch of null array pointers, that's invalid, yeah. So.
Yeah, so whenever we, so in the IR, there are a bunch of places where I get the address of something. And after any of that, we just have to check for null. You can just read from the address to do an implicit check.
I guess, like, with a compare?
Yeah, there might even be an instruction, because it's x86. Like,
oh,
check,
like,
this address.
Die if it's null.
Yeah.
Whatever,
we could do that in the end.
What was that case you were talking about using a conditional move for?
For array bounds checking. So instead of doing if index is less than zero, jump to thing that seg false, do compare, and then like compare with zero, and then C move less than something into dereferencing null.
Oh.
So
okay.
If
yeah.
It's less than zero, it'll try to move something into null. Otherwise, it'll be fine, and that will make the control flow a lot better.
Okay.
It'll also make the instructions shorter.
Right.
That's why it'll be much more efficient if we don't have it completely in the IR.
Oh, also, allocation with new tau of n for n less than 0 must fail. What does it do now if you try to do that? Like, new int brackets minus 1. What does it do?
I think, so it'll just...
Oh, wouldn't
it'll call calloc with minus 1, but...
But calloc is...
Calloc takes a size, T.
It's unsigned, isn't it?
So that would be...
So it would be something ginormous.
Yeah. It would be the max int.
Okay.
Which is... So
2 to the 31 minus 1.
4 gigs.
Yeah.
Times the size of the object. So for an int... If you do new n minus 1, it would be 16 gigs, and that would just fail.
Well, no, 16 gigs can't... Oh, no, size T is 64 bits, isn't it?
No, he said it was 32.
What? I thought it was the machine word size.
Well, in the handout, it said that we should assume that size T is an unsigned int somewhere for that floor.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I know, but that's what he said.
I'm pretty sure that's wrong, actually.
It could be. I remember I tried looking once, and then it came up in the head.
Anyway, so this array layout stuff, that we've already pretty much figured that out. So I guess the implication is that the type checker should catch extern functions with array return types, because that doesn't go.
I think so. There's a whole section on that.
It just, the array layout section?
Yeah.
It just says, arrays generated by C cannot be returned to L5, blah, 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 so it doesn't say what to do.
Code is needed in this case, which may be different for different languages.
It doesn't say what to do about it.
But it's unspecified.
Yay. Unspecified behavior. Right, so these optimizations. Most of... I say we...
We've already done a couple of them.
We've already done instruction selection, right?
Yeah, part of it. Well, we're trying to find what size
Wait, is. Aligning jump targets? Seriously?
What?
Generating good code for conditions or loops... Aligning jump targets.
You can do that with an assembler directive. You can be like dot align four.
So that doesn't cost us anything, so let's just do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've already done most of that, generating good code for conditions. And our loops already make sense.
This is
I don't know. If we were really brave, we could try, like, using LEA for certain types of multiplication and addition.
Yeah, that should be, it could be a final pass thing in the assembly.
Yeah.
Because, well, it depends on all the operands being registers.
Right.
So, I mean, as long as the code is generated in a consistent manner, we can look for certain patterns.
Right. Well, I mean, for something like an expression 2 times x plus 1, that can be turned into an LEA, but that's like, that might not be recognizable in the assembly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm sure that the register allocation in GCC is really complicated.
Yeah.
Because for things like that, it would realize that if those are in registers, then it can be faster.
I don't really want to know how bad GCC is. Constant folding and propagation. I think we should do that one. Because some of the other ones are really nasty. Dead code elimination, we can do that one.
Yeah.
Common sub-expression elimination, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. How many do we have to pick from that list?
Three. So we've already got one of them. And I just say we do constant folding and dead code elimination.
Well, we have instruction selection, but we also kind of have eliminating register moves.
Really?
Yeah, just improve instruction selection.
Well, that's like the first thing on the list.
Well, no, that's different. There was one thing I did to improve instruction selection for ifs, and then the other thing I did to improve instruction
selection. Oh, yeah, the munching into a specific thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can look at maybe doing register coalescing.
Whatever. If it's in the notes, then fine, but I don't want to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Also, size T is long unsigned int.
So it's 64 bits.
Yeah.
What is he smoking?
I don't know.
Look on the fish machines.
I'm finding a file.
What? It's... Oh. What, but it has to be 64 bits. It doesn't make any sense. It's like the size of a thing in memory, which could be 64 bits.
If it's 64 in mine, it'll be 64.
I mean, it does not make any sense.
Yeah.
The whole point of 64 bits, so you can have stuff, whatever.
So then, negative 1 as an unsigned 64-bit int is what? 4 gigs?
Terabytes? Or no.
4 gigs squared?
Whatever.
No, squared. No. It's...
Minus 1 interpreted as unsigned is 2 to the 30... 1. No, it's...
No, two to the 65 minus 1.
What? No. Minus...
It's 64 bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so minus 1 is 32 is bits all of ones. All 1s.
64
so that's
bits.
2 to the 32 minus 1.
64 bits of all 1s.
No, it depends on what you're... It depends on what size the assembler thinks it is, because doesn't our code just put it in the assembly as minus 1?
Yeah. But it doesn't move SLQ. So that would make it 64 bits of ones.
SLQ.
Wait, no, it doesn't. It passes it as a 32 bit.
It passes it as 32 bits to calloc?
Yeah.
Well, then it'll be 2 to the 32.
Minus 1.
Minus 1 times the size of the stuff.
Okay. So it's about 4 gigs.
So 2 to the 30 is 1 gig.
32 so it's minus 1 is about 4 gigs.
So it's 4 gigs times the size of the thing.
Yeah. So if it's an int, it's 16 gigs.
Whatever. The point is, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, though. So, like, every time... You realize how many, like, conditionals and stuff are going to end up in this?
Well, for all of this, we basically just seg fault if it's broken, so... We can just use the CMove thing.
Yeah, I guess, but still. Like,
so we can add a new IR thing that's like, if this condition is true, seg fault.
But every time you dereference an array?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, every other language does it.
I suppose. Anyway, other optimizations. What other ones are there? I don't know. That's part of constant folding.
I don't know. My main concern is how we're going to come up with 3 to 5 pages.
I know. Like, these are pretty well-defined things.
I'm pretty sure I could go on for, like, half a page about the munching thing. The if thing was, like, just obvious.
Yeah.
So,
And remember, I said about the if thing early on. I was like, why don't you use this, the jump less than or equal or whatever?
Yeah.
You were like,
I forgot how often pattern matching is.
Okay. Oh, should describe each optimization, how you implemented it, any heuristics you developed for its application, and whether you found it to be effective both on contrived examples and the provided benchmark suite.
She didn't provide us a benchmark suite.
Whatever.
Seriously. Maybe when he releases
the Also, test. Maybe we can just make a thing that's only effective on contrived examples.
Yeah.